For many mothers giving birth during the pandemic, pregnancy has not gone as planned. To learn about these experiences, a pair of researchers is collecting pandemic birth stories from across the country. ZydeFX's Darian Benson reports the stories include both challenges and joys.
Maria Brand and Jennifer Bew are communication professors at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. They're collecting the stories of women who have given birth during the pandemic.
We wanted to find out what kind of effect giving birth in a pandemic had on women's experiences and their relationships with other people and their social networks.
Brand and Bew used focus groups to gather the stories, inviting women from across the country to take part. Brand says the women share what it's like to be a new mom. The researchers even came up with a term to describe the stories: mother wisdom.
And so what this is really an opportunity for women to learn from each other and to empower each other through this unique yet shared experience.
Catherine Ingebretson gave birth to her second child in May.
In March, when everything went on lockdown, it became really nerve-wracking to not really understand what that meant for any of us, for our safety, for our labor and delivery experience, for what the rest of my prenatal care would look like, for what our postpartum time would look like. It was just, nobody had any answers.
She says she joined the focus group to connect with other moms who gave birth during the pandemic.
It was my one opportunity to talk to people who had done what I had just done.
Like going to doctor's appointments alone and grocery shopping at a time pregnancy was considered high risk. Then, quiet.
Typically, when you have a baby, people come in all the time. They check you all the time. The pediatrician comes in. The person who tests his hearing comes in. The person who has to give them the whatever check, you know, the whole thing. And just none of that happened because of COVID. It was just very, very, very calm and quiet and peaceful. And it was just me and my husband and this shiny baby.
She says that was the best part about giving birth during the pandemic.
The world stopped around us, and it was exactly what should happen when a baby is born. The world should stop around you, and you should just focus on your people.
For other moms, not having the extra support was hard.
Your support system can't come in your house. And not that they can't come in. Did you get tested? Have you been wearing a mask? Were you isolating? You know, have you stayed home this whole time? I couldn't emotionally put my baby in danger.
That's Latava Wolfork. A mother of six, she gave birth to her youngest in July.
Feeling isolated is huge. And when you're with a baby 24/7, especially a breastfeeding mom, you can quickly go into a space that is negative. Dealing with that emotion and feeling even more alone during the pandemic was a little bit daunting. You know, I felt like postpartum depression was gonna, you know, come get me around every corner.
Bew says the focus groups allowed the mothers like Wolfark and Ingebretson to support each other.
I think one surprising finding is that some women in our focus groups were really open about some of their mental health struggles. Sometimes that's a difficult topic for people to talk about because there tends to be a lot of stigma associated with that.
Wolfark definitely took strength from the focus group.
It's beautiful to connect with other women, other moms, to know other people have the same struggles that you have. The more information we get out into the world, the more we help each other.
Bew and Brand hope their findings will help mothers feel empowered to advocate for themselves and their babies when it comes to healthcare. From ZydeFX Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.